times. What? The banana bank is open, and it's your time to shine.
Oh,
money is back.
And 95.3 Gorilla invites you to enter the banana bank and grab as much cash as you can.
Listen weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 for your chance to win massive amounts of money.
Three times a day. You can guess if the price of bananas will go up or down.
If you're right, you win. You can keep the cash or keep on playing.
If you're right three times in a row, we'll hit you with a big banana bank bonus.
Woo! Oh my God.
And a chance to win a life-changing amount of money.
But watch out.
Watch out.
A single wrong answer gets you kicked right out of the bank.
You could win hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
With 95.3 Gorilla's Banana Bank. Full contest details at 95.3Gorilla.com. Good luck.
It's Tuesday.
I hear voices.
I hear voices. Is somebody there?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm something of a famous radio personality.
This is such an honor. You are hands down my favorite radio personality of all time.
Then you should get out more.
All right. Let's get this show on the road.
It's showtime!
So much going on this week. The Banana Bank is here. We're playing weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 for your shot to win huge money. Remember, you got to guess if the price of bananas will go up or down, and then if you're right three times in a row, we're going to hit you with a crazy, insane, huge banana bank bonus question. Today's bonus question is worth $3,000. Yesterday was worth $2,000. Today it's $3,000. We play every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 right here on 95.3. Shuckers tickets for you all week long. We want to get you over to Melissa's Bakery. So much to do, so much to win, and it's all going down right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the banana bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the banana bank?
What are you doing?
Good morning. It's Gorilla. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pamela Quintana.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
If you get all the way through to the bonus round, you can win $3,000 this morning. That sound like a good deal?
Oh my God. Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
But first, you got to tell me if the price of bananas will go up or down. We're going to open the banana bank this morning at $250, Pamela. Is this price going to go up or is it going to go down?
Oh, I'd say up.
Are we going up? Yes, we are. We're now up to $275, Pamela. So here's the deal. You can keep $275 or you can guess again. Is it going to go up or down? What do you want to do?
Oh, no. I'm playing it safe. I got to keep this.
You're keeping it? You're doing it? All right. $275. Pamela, congratulations. You got the cash. Let's get you paid. $275 from 95.3. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
More people than ever in a new nationwide survey say, yeah, sure, it's fine. You can be friends with your ex. You think this is a good idea? Can you be friends with your ex? This is one of these questions that we ask people, right? Like, you know, right next to the presidential approval rating and, you know, whether or not you buy your Christmas presents in the summer. Like, this is just one of these standard questions that we ask people. You know, like, when do you take your Christmas tree down? That kind of thing. Do you think it's okay to be friends with your ex? Is this normal? 50% of Americans now say yes. That's an all-time high this year. Marissa's first. Marissa says yes. Let's hear it.
My husband actually spends quality time with one of my ex-boyfriends. I dated the guy for 2.5 years.
Ooh.
And my husband goes golfing with him and stuff like that on a regular basis.
Really? Do you mind? Like, aren't you worried about what they're talking about? Like, does that bug you?
I don't mind. As long as they don't talk about me, it's okay.
Okay. That would kind of freak me out, though. Like, you know, the exes shall never meet. You know what I mean? Like, ugh, that kind of weirds me out. I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's healthy. I don't know. What do you think? Meg is next. Meg, go for it.
I don't hang out with my ex like regularly, but I still talk to him and stuff.
Okay, so you just think it's normal, right?
Why shouldn't you be friends with your exes?
Well, I think, you know, if you move on to another relationship, that other person might not like it.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm not saying that you should always hang out with them. And if it's a weird, bad breakup, then yeah, you probably don't want to be friends anymore.
Sure.
But to just completely stop talking to someone just because you dated them, like, what if you dated your best friend and then you never talked to them again?
I think that's why people don't date their best friends. But so it's funny. funny. This number used to be like 90%. Okay, back in the 80s, this was 90%. No, you'd never talk to your ex again. Then in the 2000s, it was like 70 to 75%. Like, yeah, you really can't be friends with your ex. Now it's 50-50, which is why I want to know what you think about this. Time for one more call. Do you think you can be friends with your ex?
Absolutely unacceptable.
All right, finally some sanity, sir. Why do you say no?
They broke up for a reason. There's no reason why the other person should be seeing that person anymore.
Yeah, usually I would agree with you. Like, if you break up, if you're not going to be in a relationship, then that's it.
What's how uncomfortable would the other person feel? You hanging out with their ex-significant other.
Right.
Yeah, so I find it unacceptable, and I would never do that.
I don't know, man. Marissa, our first caller this morning, she thought it was just great.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Chloe Fineman from SNL is in some hot water after telling this story on a Vanity Fair podcast. This is actually wild. Listen to this.
I was fired as a camp counselor.
For hitting on the campers?
What is that? No, I pantsed a boy.
Oh, honey. You're on a list somewhere.
And he wasn't wearing underpants. And then a giant school bus drove by and they were like, you can't, like, cause he would lift my shirt all the time.
Oh, what and is happening?
It was Berkeley.
How old was the child?
He was like 6.
Yeah, the host couldn't believe it. Weren't quite sure if she was serious or not. Apparently she was. Who knows what's going to happen to her now? Savannah Guthrie has returned to the Today Show on NBC following her mother's disappearance. Her mother, Nancy, has still not been found.
Pretty shot of the sun coming up. Good morning. Welcome to today on this Monday morning. We are so glad you started your week with us, and it is good to be home.
Yes, it is good to have you back at home.
Well, here we go. Ready or not, yeah. Let's do the news.
Yes, so good to have you back. All right.
Savannah and Craig Melvin on the set of Today yesterday. Zendaya is hinting at the end of Euphoria. She was on the Drew Barrymore show yesterday. Here's what she said.
Is this the last season?
I think so.
Yeah. I never want to ask questions like that because it's not my business. And yet, is this to be enjoyed?
Yes.
Knowing?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I almost like need to know the mind frame.
Closure is coming.
And women love closure.
Yeah.
I think we all do. There you go. All right. So maybe this is the end of Euphoria. And finally today, Lady Gaga teaming up with Doechii with a new song for the movie The Devil Wears Prada 2 that's out in June. The song is called Runway, of course. Listen. Born for the runway. There you go. That's Doechii and Lady Gaga from The Devil Wears Prada soundtrack. That's what's up in Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Tuesday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Let's see if you can recognize who this is.
Can I help you?
Yes, I must see the consul. It's about his daughter, Su Yang.
Hands above your head!
He asked about the consul's daughter.
He asked about the daughter.
You don't understand. I was invited.
Oh, yeah, he was invited. That's Jackie Chan, of course, from Rush Hour. Jackie Chan is 72 today. Another birthday for Russell Crowe. He's turning 62.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius.
One of the best ever. Ridley Scott's Gladiator right there. I also love him in Master and Commander, Far Side of the World. That's a great movie, too. On this date back in 1998, George Michael was in the news. Remember this? George Michael, late 90s? Arrested at the Will Rogers Memorial Park for doing something at the, This was him talking about it a couple days later.
I just want to tell my fans, who I feel to some degree, I have, apart from embarrassing myself, I've embarrassed them to some degree. And I just want to let them know that I'm okay, that I know a lot of them realize that I've had a very tough time over the last 5 or 6 years, and I want to let them know that this is not going to finish me off. This is really nothing compared to bereavements I've had to deal with, some of the other stuff, even compared to the legal situations I've had to deal with. This is kind of, I was going to say a walk in the park, but I don't think that would work.
Yeah, he said he's been bereaved, which is why he was caught in the Will Rogers Memorial Park doing unspeakable things. Anyway, what else is going on today? Oh, today's National Beer Day.
Sure feels like beer o'clock.
Could you get me another beer?
Time for beer.
Boy, nothing like a beer with the fellas, eh?
Want beer? Like beer. Beer good.
You like beer?
I like beer.
I like beer.
I love beer.
Don't you like beer? I mean, I love beer.
Since when do you like beer?
Dad, I like beer.
I like beer. You got beer on tap?
How many of those do you recognize? There you go. Happy National Beer Day. There's your flashback freakout today. It's Tuesday, April 7th.